This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Thursday night was supposed to be the last school board meeting for outgoing Dallas ISD Superintendent Mike Miles, but he was a no-show. Still, the Dallas School Board had plenty to talk about. That included voting on a budget and discussing a possible bond package. Late last night, the Dallas School Board approved by a vote of 7-2 next year's budget of $1.4 billion. It covers additional expenses requested by Superintendent Mike Miles, who resigned this week. Most employees will get a 3% raise, and teachers will earn a higher base pay. There's also money to add pre-kindergarten classes, reopen some schools that had been closed, and create campuses that emphasize certain subjects. Last night, trustees also discussed giving the public a chance to vote on a possible $1.6 billion bond package this fall. The package would pay for new schools, extra classrooms, and technology upgrades. Trustee Joyce Foreman expressed immediate disappointment.
When I look at what's going on in District 6 and what this bond proposal will do for District 6, I don't see it. And I can't support a bond program that does not make sure that all of our students have an opportunity. I have a campus with 22 portables, not on here.
But Trustee Miguel Solis challenged Foreman. He wondered, didn't most money from the last bond package get spent in Southern Dallas, where Foreman's district is? Solis likes the plan that trustees will tweak before deciding if it'll even go to the voters.
Roll up my sleeves, go knock on the doors, do whatever I need to do, because this is going to benefit 160,000 students in this school system, and it's going to move this city forward. There are going to be a lot of people, a lot of cynics out there, who are going to look at this and say, won't be able to be done. The cynics are always going to be the cynics.
But during Thursday night's lengthy meeting, a familiar face was missing, outgoing Superintendent Mike Miles. Miles had said last night would be his last meeting. Instead, Ann Smisco, the interim superintendent, took his place. David Lee with the Alliance AFT, Dallas's largest teacher group, was surprised.
When we arrived, we saw that his name is still in front of the central seat. So I'm not sure what it means, but I think many of us did expect him to be here.
Tonight, the school board takes up a completely different task, discussing the next superintendent for Dallas. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.